About You with Estra, Season 8, Episode 40. Remember, we're here Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for being here with me today. I appreciate your time and look forward to sharing information, ideas, and comments. And yes, you can make comments that make us all better. That means sharing them with everyone by using hashtag Estra's Radio Show or the name Talking About You with Estra. Yes, I know about the phone number because I would love to be hearing your chats right now. But what happened? Our number disappeared. And what do I want to make sure? That the next number we have won't be disappearing. And who do I suspect will be using that number? Insured harassers, absolutely. I think policyholders will absolutely be surprised by the tactics that could be used against them. So in the beginning of the year, we'll take this on for a topic so you can kind of get not the full scope, but some kind of idea, some of the things that can happen. And if you've been listening to my show over the years, you probably have a pretty good idea of that already. But it's always interesting to add a few of the new things that most people usually don't know about. Yes, you are worthy of the great thought reside within you. It starts with facing self. How can we see the original screen and not see it all in the same way? Now, we go to the movies, right? We go to the movies, we see the show, and most of us, our eyes are front and center, and we can basically agree with what we see. But I have to ask yourself, what happens when bias comes in and we see things in a slanted way? You know, the question becomes, how does this change our lives, our perceptions, our views? It's just a question we need to ask ourselves, because something happened this week that I guess I'll have to just go up to, because it kind of really lends itself into this section, is when Jim Acosta, a CNN reporter, was targeted at the White House. He was trying to ask the president a question, comes in, tries to snatch up the microphone, right? And this is where we have to have equality. We can't look at a male-female relationship, and if the female's being aggressive, we can't blame the male. If the male's aggressive, he's aggressive, call it what it is. But she was the one reaching in trying to grab the microphone. He wasn't. He was trying to say, lady, get back, step back, let me finish my question, right? He's just saying, you're in my space. Get out of my space, lady. She's going, no, I'm grabbing this microphone. Well, from what we heard on The View today, if you're actually becoming an extension of somebody else's body, you're legally invading their space. So the lady was actually invading Jim Acosta's space. But why all the drama with Trump? Why all the drama? I don't even know. I think he just loves to be front and center 24/7. If he can't make it his way, and then he's going to do something to regain that attention. We're still talking about the elections, and I thank God many new people went out to vote this election. Congratulations for joining the democracy that you've always been a part of. It's important to participate in your country's activities, not by paying attention to what people are lying about, but for truth. And you know the truth because you know how it affects you day in and day out. If you think it doesn't, you must be in that 1%. But anyway, I just had to step that, put that into that section. That's a little out of order of what I wanted. But I really wanted to say that that's important to notice. All right, I want to also say that personally, I believe thankfulness centers our perspective and can restore the brokenness created by those with hidden agendas, deviant behaviors, strong desires of manipulation, and added to the greed. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing today. Yesterday we talked about structural differences that was impacting most of us, in particular the elderly, and how it's they set up a new game, and this new game hurt the seniors. And why did they want to hurt the seniors so bad, in my opinion? Because usually the seniors had learned ways to save and to make life a little better. So if they can take out that from just kind of knock it from under people's knees, you know, their wealth, then they already have most of it, then the seniors really suffer. And personally, I see that as a major structural bias and fault of our country, how anyone could try to take something people have worked their whole life for. And most people, they don't really have a lot. What they say, the average is like $3,200 that people have for seniors in savings. And the rest of us don't have anything hardly in savings. And that's because of the way in which they've structured this system. So I think we need to take a strong look, and particularly starting next year when the Democrats are in the House. And believe me, we should also put their feet to the fire. If they want the Senate in the next race, they, in the House, they better do the job. Say none of this, oh, I just want to be nice and kind. And I want to work together. Oh, kumbaya, kumbaya. We don't want none of that nonsense. We want to see work. Okay? We want to see what you're going to do for Main Street. Because if you would have been doing what you were supposed to do for Main Street last time, we wouldn't be where we are right now. So your behinds, in my opinion, are also on the fire. You need to work and do what you're supposed to do for the people. Whew. I hope this is not going to be a day where I'm really going to be talking about what I think. Because I, obviously I've got a lot to say about what I think. Okay, let me go back because I wanted you to make sure that you understand about thoughtfulness and what it actually does. It does kind of allow us to regain our center through self and through thankfulness. So when we become thankful, we kind of center ourselves within goodness, within hope, within empowerment. Okay, that's what thoughtfulness is about. That's what I'm saying. Think on three things that you're thankful for every day. Because that's adding to your power, your self-power, your internal strength, right? Because we have all kinds of things all day long, tearing it down, tearing it down, tearing it down, right? So if you want your soul and your thoughtfulness and who you are to be built up and your self-respect gained, you have to start with inside yourself because you've got so many external forces right now that are not trying to make that. They're trying to say what you are, what you should be like, what you should look like, what skin tone you should have, what kind of car you should drive, what kind of house you should live, who your company you should keep. My gosh, we are all individuals with differences. We're not going to play to the same thing. That doesn't make any of us feel better about ourselves. It makes them better because they're feeling your money, the money that you barely are being able to get through or get, money you're barely being able to get in order to survive. All right. Well, what the heck? Today I've just kind of moved on to so many different places. We'll just have to roll with the punches today, okay? So, but this is the main reason for this week's thankfulness replaces sadness. Because we have to be lifted up. No more just being torn down or bullied, all those crazy things that are being done just to structurally change the way you think, the way you react, what you do in life. You have your own path, your own route. You don't need somebody else's to take. Take your own route. Stand for what you want and believe. And have the courage to follow through. You don't have to run with the crowd. You were not born with the crowd. Did you see all the babies that once came out of one woman? No, you didn't. Most of us came out by ourselves. Okay, nowadays you might have twins, quadruplets, a few more, but I certainly don't think a whole county would have come out of one woman, right? It's so obvious nobody was up for that job, okay? So anyway, the main thing is to realize who you are and what you need to do and to be thankful for who you are right now and what's happening in your life. Even if things are not where you want to be, if you have that attitude, you will start to move through and move out of the places perhaps somebody else wants you to be to where you want to go. But before I really get into the thankfulness and replace the sadness, I want to actually go back and finish a couple points I didn't mention about things about the news recently. Okay, the first one is, unfortunately, in California, another mass murder has happened and 12 people have died. You know, why are we losing our minds here? Where is all this craziness coming from? In my opinion, it's financial oppression. Have you ever noticed when people get food, they have a place to live, job, right? Their family is intact or close enough as Americans have it? We have less problems. So personally, I believe that's number one, financial oppression for just the 1% to take everything that you have. And that's why it's important for you to fight for your financial, what would you call it, betterment. In other words, that you will try to make your financial world a little better than what it is now. Don't try to jump Leapfrog Leap, okay? Those lottos aren't going to happen, okay? Those casinos aren't going to make you rich. All these things that they've tried to make us believe in, right? They're not going to help you. What's going to help you is just a little at a time. And most people don't even have enough to cover their debt. You have so much debt, you're saying, how can I get out of this? I tell you what you do. You're thoughtful. You're thankful you have enough to pay X, Y, and Z bills, right? And you'll keep working to get the rest of them out. You have to save out a little for yourself, though. Somehow you have to make that happen. Even if you can't stretch it out to give everybody else's. Someone had a rule. My mother's best friend used to say, you got to pay yourself first. And I don't remember who she got it from, but she was absolutely right. If you keep paying everyone out and you have nothing for yourself, you'll never get anywhere. But do they try to stress you out and force you to do things the way that they want you to do it? Yes, they do. Is it an easy path to try to get yourself in a better place? No, it's not. And why is that? Because the structural foundation in which they've set up to make you fail exists for them to take your self-wealth and your self-worth. And when they have both of those things, then they can manipulate and dominate your world. They'll believe it. Take a look at the ads you see. How many things are you getting in the mail telling you what to do with your money, right? And first of all, they're not even decent enough to pay you a decent wage so you could even do half of them. And let's not even talk about people who are disabled or injured or sick or Social Security or long-term disability or ERISA, most of them which are not actually paying them what should be paid. And that's the come. I want you to go out and subscribe to EstrusCarWreckHelp.com. That's EstrusCarWreckHelp.com. And we have got to move this so that people are paid their fair insured benefits and settlements. Okay? They've got to be, because that's the only way people are going to get in a position that's fair and that allows them to live the life that was promised when they were paying those premiums. Those premiums weren't given to these insurance companies for free. That was not the deal. You didn't say, I'm just going to give you the little money I have so that you can go out and grow your wealth and that I can be poor. I don't think any of us was talking that nonsense, right? That doesn't make any sense. Why do we want to just go give them something that they've got far more of than any of us? Makes no sense. Okay, so to me that's an issue. So one of the reasons why I think we're seeing all these mass murders and craziness is because of financial oppression. The second thing is the mental health money has been drained, and it needs to be restored, right? You can't just take all the things that people care about, which they've done, in my opinion. They've taken a lot of things through resources, okay? They've taken resources that people need to be mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, put it in their pockets, and they're saying, oh, well, if you can't handle the pressure, that's your problem. No, it's not your problem. It's their problem because of their greed. That's the problem. The problem is they've taken something that didn't belong to them from you, and that's why we have to change it. And we started that by putting a new House of Representatives in, I hope. I really want to be thankful that we have one coming in, and I want to be thankful that they're going to do what they promised. So I'm just going to hold them accountable for that, and I'm going to keep that cobweb clean, right? And I'm just going to keep a check that any cobwebs come into that space, I'm going to go ahead and put them in check. They're talking about checking Trump. We need to check them all, because if we don't pay attention to what they're doing, who knows where they're going to go off to. All right, so that's my thing. And I think that the American people also need to stand with courage and conviction about what is important to the country. So that's each and one of our issues that we have to do. We have to say to live or dies with our actions. Did you hear me? This democracy lives or dies with our actions. So we have to stand for courage when we see things wrong, when we see lies from any place. And particularly, I just have to go back to that Jim Acosta where they've taken, I'm not saying the docked up videos, you know, people can do anything with videos today. I'm talking about the genuine actual video that we saw that shows him not doing nothing and being charged with something he didn't do. So that's what we call manipulation, lies, right? We don't need all that garbage. We need truth. okay? And if you're not opening your eyes, looking at what you're seeing and acknowledging what you see is what you see, not what your biases are, get rid of those biases. We don't need that crap. We need you to look at the situation for what it is, say it what it is, and stand on any position that you want to have, but don't lie about what you see. Yes, I looked up. I saw that the Jim Acosta stood up, asked the president a question. The president started losing his mind over the question, and just because he was upset, probably because he doesn't have the House now, now he's got to worry about Mueller. Those are all his issues. Don't take the president's issues. Okay, those are his family. Okay, they're the ones who got themselves in that situation. Let them deal with the consequences. We don't even know what the actions are going to be, okay? In fact, why are we even talking about that when we got so many hungry children going to school? School buildings falling apart. What? Social Security people, disability people, not getting what they need. What is going on with Social Security and Medicare? Years ago, Medicare was interested in helping people get better and get off. Now it's as if people get halfway better and then they just cut the benefits, whether it's prescription or physical therapy or what people are needing. What is going on with that? Why would Medicare only allow 15 appointments a year for physical therapy now? That makes no sense. So all of a sudden you get 15, you're a fourth there, they say, okay, that's it, you're done. Why wouldn't they allow somebody to completely finish their care and then move on, get better, do more, be more independent? That makes no sense. Who is behind that? Congress? What are you doing? You're the one who controls the budget of Social Security Administration. We know this. I know this. Are you just so interested in getting the money for the lobbyists in Wall Street that you're ignoring the health and the welfare of the majority of people in this country? Come on. You're better than that. At least I thought you were. If you're not, could you just be kicked to the curb? Okay? Yes, there's a few more of those Republicans, in my opinion, probably a few Democrats too, that just need to be kicked to the curb. We don't need them. They're not representing us. They're not protecting our country. They're not doing the right thing. It's about self-interest. And whenever we have a group of people just taking money from the lobbyists because they say, I need all this money to be elected. What? If you do right by the people, it's been shown in this past election, it's not about the money, it's about your behavior. So, yeah, we'll be watching you, bottom line. So we as Americans have to stand up with courage and conviction to protect our democracy. So I hope that you're with that. So if I lost you in that mix, I'm going to just go back over and talk about what I just said. I said that there was a mass murder in California this morning. And when is this going to end? When is it going to end? I believe it's going to end when financial oppression for the majority of people in America ends. I think they've stressed too many people out by the deviant manipulating structures they set in place to make it so they get all the money. Number two, I believe mental health money has to be restored in this country. They've driven too many people out of their minds. They've hurt them. They're devastated, and they can't find their way back without help. And the only way that's going to happen is we get it. And number three, American people have to stand up in courage and conviction about what's important to our country. Because if you're looking, you say, that happened to my neighbor, it didn't happen to me, trust me, it's coming your way. You will see it. It will come your way. You don't see it today, you may not even see it tomorrow. Maybe it'll be your grandchildren. Maybe it'll be your children coming for you. So don't do that. Stand up for everybody. Everybody needs the support. We know right and we know wrong. We know good and we know bad, right? There's lots of range in that spectrum, you bet. But we can look up and see when injustice is happening. And we can't ignore it. That was one of the things I told you that really bothered me about the election, the way in which Gillum and also Abrams was treated. No other candidates that I could saw, or actually Beto was also, he was confronted in similar ways, but not through racial bias, right? But the thing, like I said, white people in the middle, you got to wake up and see racial bias. You can't say, oh, that's been going on since slavery, so that's okay. It's not okay. When you see them using deviant behaviors, racial things, to trigger those old racial biases in the back of your head, You need to do the same thing with them cobwebs. You need to clean them out. And you need not to vote for people who are promoting that. And Beto's, I thought you also ran an excellent one. They played a lot of, in my opinion, games on you, too, to try to get that done. But you know what? I know you're going to make a comeback because you're a man with integrity, and you want to help the people, and you care. And anytime you care, really care about the people, they want to defeat you because their interest belongs with what they can get from you, not for you. So all of you hang in there. Continue to fight, Stacey. I hope after this you make them count every single ballot. I don't believe them having to actually count every single ballot. I would want them to count every single ballot, too, if I'm thinking they've thrown out half of them. If they've thrown out half of them, they need to go back and count them. All right. See, there's too much activity going on in our society, and you have to be able to actually put what you think is going on in words, and you have to share that because you might catch an idea that somebody else has missed, right? Because there's a lot of things going on, and the only way for us to share is to know what's happening. So first of all, be involved and do what we can to make sure that something else happens. The things that we want to happen will happen. Another thing, I guess the last thing I'll say about this shooting is I give a lot of police officers a slack. And the reason why I do, because they're always in history on the wrong side. They're always over there on Wall Street. They're killing people. They're turning water hoses, dogs, whatever they can do. Right now they just tase you a lot of times or just downright shoot you. But I have to give them credit where credit is due. Who's the first person going in there to try to take out that gunman? Police officers. Who's the first ones usually at the scene of an accident? Police officers. When trouble is there, most of them are there. So you got to give them their kudos for that because there's a lot of people who couldn't do that job or wouldn't do that job. So when they get into a situation where all that crap, you think they don't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder? I think they do. So, you know, you have to give them credit for when they're going into situations when other people would be headed someplace else saying, you're on your own. Okay, so they're in there confronting really bad situations at times, and they do that well. So, unfortunately, when you're on the right side of history, they're usually getting hurt. Okay, when they're on the wrong side of history, you're usually getting hurt. So, basically, what I'm trying to say is we've got to make it so law enforcement is supposed to be where they're in the middle, to be not on either side, preferably getting hurt or hurting other people. But, you know, when Wall Street brings in the money, they don't want to be out there on the forefront and center so we can see their faces and their actions. They're way someplace in Timbuktu sitting around doing something that's not even going to be hurting their lives or their family's lives. They've got somebody else's family out there in the center doing those things. All right, so that's what I want to say about police because I really do give them a hard time because a lot of times they're also typically having to do with these insurance companies and the harassment and intimidation and bullying a lot of the time. And I think that's sad. You know, a lot of people do different things. Are they doing it just for the money? How many times have we heard police officers, I've got this second or third job, I'm doing that. So are they paying them what they should be paying them either? I don't know. I know they pay them better than the average person. But yet still, it may not be what they need to survive. When in society today, it's about $80,000 if you want to live a normal life. That's what we used to call a normal life anyway. How many people in America are making $80,000 a year? Not that many. Not enough, at least. I think some people would be happy making, you know, $40,000. Those who are still making $25,000. Working two or three jobs, $7.25 an hour. That just gets my goat. We all deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. We should also be paid with respect and dignity. And we should also receive our settlements and benefits from insurance or employers or Social Security with respect and dignity instead of trying to be intimidated and harassed or lied upon in some cases, which is truly remarkable. All right. Well, I think I have borne out both of those things. So, in other words, today our topic is, of course, thankfulness replaces sadness. And that's really important because you have to be strong enough every single day to get up and do what you need to do. You have to fight. Sometimes you do. It'd be nice just to go on vacation from fighting, though. There's so many other things in life to do and things to see. But the one thing I wanted to mention today is we're talking about thankfulness replaces sadness. And what does that mean? That means thankfulness removes or eliminates bitterness, which can grow in the heart and the soul, by the way, after inequality, injustice, abuses, and trauma. Let me say that again, because that's what's really important here. Thankfulness removes and eliminates bitterness, which can grow in the heart after inequality, injustice, abuses, and trauma. So I wanted to start today with actually going over a few of the definitions of thankfulness and sadness. And you can also take out a pen and paper right now and write down some ideas that are personal helps that you might think on these terms, these two, where maybe you can add some things for those three thankful things of each day and then evaluate maybe the sadness you hadn't really thought about. So what I did was I went out to the internet and I took a look on what those definitions were. And like I say, whether it's definitions, go ahead and support those who actually do things just for the average person, right? Because if we don't support these companies, they can't. We don't have a lot. So I'm not saying go and give all you have because a lot of us don't have much. But we can do a little. There's nothing wrong with doing a little. Somebody must, I don't know who did that, started that saying, well, you have to have so much money. I think, I always go back to Bernie Sanders. I think he taught us a lot. You know, he started saying, I'm not going to take any Wall Street money. Send me what you got. Send me $10, $20, $30, whatever you can send me. And it worked. And it worked because there's a lot of us. And we care about a whole lot of issues. All right, so just don't think because you have a little that you're not important. You are. Every person is important. If somebody told you you weren't important, they lied to you. And they lied to you because they saw something very special in you. So you might want to get up every morning and say, I am thankful for the special things I hold as me. Because it's true. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not. Because usually when they're telling you that, it's something you have that they want. And if you're not careful, you'll lose something that you have and be somebody else who doesn't have it. All right, I'm going to go on. Here's the definitions. I'm going to start with one of the, this is for thoughtfulness, by the way. And this is from dictionary.com. And it says, feeling or expressing gratitude or appreciative, right? So what is that today? Feeling or expressing gratitude. I'm really glad that the insured hackers stopped putting the wrong time on the Blog Talk Radio studio. That's been going, I said, for almost a year, even over a year, it's been going on so long, where I'd go out there and they'd have the wrong time because they didn't want you to be able to log on, get on the show, and communicate. And that's what the battle is still today, is getting everything set up so it's working the way that it should so that you can share what's happened to you with auto insurance companies, employer ERISA, Social Security, disability, or any other long-term, or a lot of times other issues that we talk about on this show. They don't want that talked about. If they didn't mind it, everything would be working perfectly because they wouldn't care. But obviously they do. But we care more about being thankful for what we can become and what we can do, how much better we can become after being in a serious accident, the struggles that we face on a daily basis. We're thankful that we still can have the courage and conviction to stand up and fight for the things that should be ours. So that's, I just really get excited about that. Let me go to the next one. Oh, let's see, there's a few more down here. It says, oh, no, this one comes from Merriam-Webster, and it says, quote, conscious of benefits received for what we are about to receive make us truly thankful. Let me see that one again. It says, conscious, that means aware, right, awoke. Conscious of benefits received for what we're about to receive makes us truly thankful, right? Insurance companies, auto insurance, even healthcare. When we know we're going to receive the benefit with settlement's promise, right, that makes us thankful because we know in our hearts and our mind that's going to take away one issue we have not had to do. We won't have to address that anymore. And that's a burden lifted from my perspective. But when they don't do that, what happens? They create more burdens on people. Let me go on. Expressive thankful service. Okay, so expressive of thankful service. And number three here, well pleased, glad, thankful that it didn't happen to rain, right? So well pleased. So you want to go outside in this particular example, and you were glad it was just sunny outside. You could feel that nice, warm heat instead of the rain of Seattle, right? So that is something you could also be thankful for. I'll never forget, I'll share an experience a couple of years ago, I believe, or maybe it was last summer. It seems like time goes by so fast. And I was in Phoenix, Arizona, which I had never been. And we retired. We stopped at a rest stop. I got out of the car, and the heat just, oh, the warm heat from the sun just penetrated my areas of pain. And it was the most wonderful experience. It was better than even getting in a hot tub. I just will never forget that moment. I was so thankful for that relief from pain. It was truly remarkable. I'll never forget it. So there's a lot of things that you can, simple things like sunshine, right, that is remarkable for us to hold on to. So whatever works in your thankfulness toolbox, make sure you put it in there. Okay. The next one here is from thefreedictionary.com, and they say thankfulness is aware and appreciative of a benefit or grateful. And number two for them is expressive of gratitude. Did you see that? They said a smile. You can go out and you can smile at someone and make their day. Just a smile. That's thankfulness. Some people are happy when you smile at them. I used to smile a lot before the insurance harassers were bullying me 24/7. I used to talk to people at random before those insured harassers bullied me 24/7, right? Now when people come up to you and you don't know whether they're really genuine people, that's funny, or they're just harassment, trying to bully and intimidate you, that's not good. Should I have let them take my smile away? I don't think so. Neither do a lot of my family members. They say I don't smile like I used to smile. But is that, and that might be what their goal has been. Maybe next year I'll make a New Year's resolution to smile again, right? Because that's usually who I was. Surely I have become a lot wiser in the last 7 years than where I was before, because I used to just take people at face value. But we're actually in a society, and that doesn't mean I can't still smile, by the way. But we've started into a society where it's not the same as what it used to be. I think technological advances have caused that to some degree, and a level of deviance that some people have now decided to participate in has changed the conversation. So, you know, I used to hear smiling faces tell lies. You know, there's a song about that. And I really didn't really understand that concept until these insured harassers were bullying folks. Now I get it. So sometimes we only know about our own personal experiences, and that's why it is so important to share yours. I know you've experienced something that I haven't. It's going to be important to me, maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow. I know that some things I've experienced will be important to you, maybe not today, but tomorrow. But if you have the knowledge in your mind, you can do something with it. And that's why I do believe knowledge and power is power. But I also have a problem with people who have that knowledge use it to manipulate other people. All right, I'm going to go on to some other definitions. Let's see here. We're going to talk about the Cambridge Dictionary. It's the next one. And they, for thankfulness, says, I feel a deep glow of affection. Ooh, let me say that again. Have you felt that deep glow of affection in a while? It says, I feel a deep glow of affection and a thankfulness for her kindness. Ah! I wonder who wrote that one for Cambridge Dictionary. They must have been having a great day, it sounds like to me. Let me read it again. It says, I felt a deep glow of affection and thankfulness for her kindness. You know, and that can be anything. I mean, that glow of affection can be from any simple thing. It doesn't have to be. It can be helping someone who's just having struggle moving, get up a hill, right? Or someone that has car problems, going over and helping them. I mean, it's an endless list of really kind gestures that we can do that make people thankful. We don't have to have some imaginary way of life or something. We just have to be who we are and share when we can. It's a very simple thing. We don't have to make more out of it or I have to make less out of it. It is what it is. All right, let's see. I'm really excited to get into Cambridge Dictionary's examples after that first one. That was pretty good. I have to read that one again. That reading that one was really pretty inspirational for me. It says, I felt a deep glow. What's the last time you felt a deep glow? Okay. Of affection and thankfulness for her kindness or his kindness or their kindness. I mean, we can just take it out there. But let's see what the other one says. It's got me interested. It says, I feel a sense of thankfulness, a peace, really, that I knew him, right? So a thankfulness, that means you have somebody in your life that you really care about and you're thankful for them to be there. And they bring peace into your life. Wow, there's a lot of things that can come from thankfulness, isn't it? All right, let me go on here. Words cannot express my thankfulness to both of you, right? That's what happens. Some family or a couple or two people, whatever the case may be, come out and support. That's wonderful, isn't it? That makes you what? Thankful. The next one. Members are encouraged to make a donation annually as an expression of thankfulness to God for health and strength. Well, you know, that one, I don't know. I don't sometimes like, now, let me make sure I clarify this. First, I personally believe we should all participate in helping in church and making donations on a regular basis if we're in a church, not more than you ever have. Maybe it's a dollar a month, whatever it is. Maybe it's two, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 2,000, 2 million. I don't know what that number is. But I do think you have to give back, not because God says you have to give. It's because you want to give and that you are thankful for what you have and you believe in blessings in that way. But I don't believe in being manipulated with the money, okay? So there's two ways that are played that way. And the first one is just a genuine love and affection for God. If you've got that and it's real and you want to give and you want to move forward, please give. Because a lot of those people out there doing the work are doing their best, and usually they're doing it with very little budget and very little support. That 20-80 rule I've seen far too many times in churches where 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work. So if you're in a church and you can volunteer, do so. They need you to help. Not wolves. Wolves, you just go ahead and stay in the pews, okay? But real sheep, God's people need you, right? All right, I just had to straighten that out because that particular one kind of gets my goat again a bit. It says, a sort of thankfulness swept over me. Okay, a sort of thankfulness swept over me. I don't know if that means somebody had a birthday party and so many different things came in and they were just overwhelmed with thankfulness. I could think of it in those terms. So I like the way in which these are coming out. I like the way these examples are working. I'm going to go to the next one. It says, and at the end of the day, we felt such thankfulness that we had been carried through the ordeal so well and without any dreadful mistakes. Now, you know you're happy about that. In particular, I'm not sure where this example is coming from, but what I can say is when you're going through an ordeal, usually it's a battle that's ensued. Most people get battle wounds. Hopefully there's a bit of battle wounds on both sides, so some injury gets people to think about what they need to do. But also those dreadful mistakes, right? Most people are not perfect, okay? So if you're going into something, you need to look at the whole picture, right? Why do you need to look at the whole picture? Because sometimes people are trying to do their best, and sometimes they just fall into it, right? And that's really kind of on the sad. There was a lady who just lost her show a couple of weeks ago because she made a very bad racial mistake. And I'm sure she could take Megan, I can't think of her last name, If she could take that back, maybe she would. I don't know. From my understanding, it was not the perception that she was trying to do. It was more from her own history. And that sometimes you have to be able to hear what people say. A lot of times today, we seem to be jumping on the bandwagon of what somebody says. And then just, you'd be ending up kicking them to the curb, asking the real questions later, right? We need to kind of step back sometimes and evaluate, really, what is being said here? Why are they saying it? What is the goal, right? Some people do it to try to bruise people. And, for example, in my opinion, with the Gilliman, Stacey Abrams racial biases, I believe those negative racial slurs and biases were put out there to wound people, to remind people where they were, that they were not as equal to their white counterparts, which we all know is a big lie. Okay? All people are created the same. So if you find something that you think is abnormally unusual in one race, then you haven't actually gone out to visit and learn about other people, because from what I can see, we've all been the same. We will all be the same. We have people who do things differently depending on cultural awareness. But when you just get down to the bottom line, we all need to have the same desires, so there are no differences. But I believe that those were put out there to cause wounds in the people of color's heart. I really do. But I know one thing. People of color have risen through a whole lot of problems. You know, not that white people haven't. I'm telling you, everybody has problems if you're living. But I'm just saying, when you can rise above it, you can really move. Okay, so to me, those are the things that on that topic really got me going. Dreadful mistakes is where that came from. But I'll read the whole thing again. It says, and at the end of the day, we felt such thankfulness that we had been carried through the ordeal so well, right? Carried through the ordeal so well. By the way, there's another thing that's coming up about attorneys and thankfulness. And when you're in an ordeal, make sure that the attorneys that you're working with are not connected to the insurance company, right? It's bad enough that the insurance company pays your attorney directly. There's a problem with that behavior, right? Got to find ways where we're not being manipulated by insurance companies. When they're able to actually control every aspect of a situation or your claim, who your doctors are, getting your information about doctors, your medical records, your driving records, your personal records, all of those things, and they can create a profile of you, of what they are, or make a strategy that they want to do to you to see if it stops you, it's a problem. Oh, by the way, I just want to add this to it. I don't know if you got out and you can see there's an antenna on the yield sign not too far from where I'm at. And it was really funny because the Montlake Terrace Police was trying to tell us that it was for the utilities of all of the actual town, which is hilarious because, of course, it's not. They'd be all over the actual community. It's actually a wireless connection where they can actually go in and hack a lot of your devices. And that's why I particularly don't like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, because it gives them access to things, not just them, just a lot of people access that they shouldn't have the right to on your things, whether it's your phone, your laptop, I mean, your tablet, your television, anything that's electronic now. In fact, what I recommend that you do, this is what I did by accident, trust me, was that I had a TV that I'm not using anymore, and I disconnected it. And when they hit Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on that television, it still comes on. It still comes on, not literally, but you can hear the actual connections hitting the television. And it's like, wow, that is unreal. But then it goes back to the manufacturer. Why would the manufacturers put something into those devices? Only because Wall Street's paying them to do so. What if we want devices that don't connect to that? That's what I'm interested in. Because personally, I don't think we need to be connected into something. Sometimes we have to disconnect. Why do we have to disconnect? In order to be centered, right? You still want people to constantly run your life. You need to just step back. Oh, breathe nature. Let it come in, right? Who you are, what you need. Okay, you don't always want your thoughts directed by someone else. You need that time to think about it. You need time to exhale, to breathe. That's what's important to me. All right, let me go on because, you know, I haven't even gotten to the article yet, and it's time is flying by. This last one here on Cambridge Dictionary, and thank you, Cambridge Dictionary. This is wonderful. I really have enjoyed that, and I hope, listeners, you too have enjoyed it. It says, their attorney described the players and their family's reactions as one of relief and thankfulness. And that's what a good attorney will do for you. They'll tell you really the truth. They won't pull any punches. They'll go ahead and fight for you like crazy. And they're not afraid of the insurance companies or what they can do. Because you have to remember something. Most of these insurance companies are paying out claims, not just yours, but others. So if a particular attorney has 10 clients by the same that they're fighting by the against the same insurance company, you know, they can do a lot of damage to that attorney unless that attorney is pretty darn solvent, right? And if you, if you're a poor person, you don't have a lot to give them to work with, it's even harder, okay, because they're having to do a bit of money up front. So you have to kind of think about things how they were. And that's why I always say we need insurance civil rights legislation, because these insurance companies are doing a lot of things I don't think most people are aware of. They're up there in the Capitol working with our governors and legislators and Congress people, right? They're also down on the other level working with your attorneys, right? I mean, if you could find any place they don't have their hands, could you let me know? Use hashtag Esther's Radio Show, because from what I see, they're everywhere. All right, let me go on. Now, the next one, we're going to move on to Macmillan Dictionary, okay? And they say grateful for something or pleased that something unpleasant is no longer happening or did not happen, right? So in a car collision, that's happened. You can't get away from that, right? But you could be grateful that your legs still work, your arms still work, you still have your head. I mean, there's a lot of things to be grateful for or thankful for in that. Or to be pleased that something unpleasant is no longer happening. You, in that same thing, you could be pleased that nobody was injured, just the car was done and dented up. It can be put, that can be fixed, those kind of things. So, and it's going to be over. And if you have a decent insurance company, they'll get it fixed. You'll be back on the road and hopefully be a little bit more cautious. All right, the next one is, I suppose I should be thankful. I don't know if I like the word I suppose, because you should be thankful. The morning, from the time you get up in the morning to the time you lay your head down, there has to be something to be thankful for, because you made it through that day, no matter even what's happening. Sometimes people are going through so much grief in life, sometimes that's all they can do for a short while. Or maybe they're so sick, that's all they can do. There's a lot of times people don't feel good during the day. And that's when you can be thankful, I made it through another day, and keep making it through each day, because each day will get better. It will be. And if it's hard and it doesn't get better, you can still be thankful because there's things you can still do, whether that's just open your eyes and communicate. All right, I'm going to go on here. It says, we are so thankful for all the support we receive. And I also say that for those of you, thank you so much for listening and supporting EstersCarWreckHelp.com and talking about you with Esther, Esther's radio show. The blog, there's just a lot of different things that I'm doing out there, and I thank you for helping to make those happen and staying on them in spite of people trying to prevent you from getting through. I just go back to them putting out, for having my book for almost $900. That was unreal, you know, when you could actually go to Amazon on Amazon Prime and get it for $488 until I mentioned it. And then they just jacked up the price, talking about third-party people. It's not third-party people. It's Wall Street auto insurance, insured people. Those are the ones pulling those things, right? So that's another thing, reason why we need to really know who's behind the companies that we actually purchase things from. Because we can be purchasing things from the people who are the very ones who are hurting us. And it's easy to do. Why? Because they oftentimes are the ones who have the resources that we've given them. And they're using them against us. And we don't even know it, or we don't care, or we haven't done enough research to understand the process. So those are, and that's how come it's important for us to do those things. Now, I guess I can't even believe our hour is up. Hang with me. I'll try to go faster through the contrast. I'll save the actual article for tomorrow. I can't believe it's already going to be Friday tomorrow. It says, let's see here. There's two more here. It says, we can only be thankful that there were not more casualties. And I guess we could say that about the murders that happened today when it was in a club and there were a lot more people there. But it's so sad. So it feels like evil's prevailing, but it's not. But it feels that way, doesn't it? Anytime good people stand up for what is right and doing the right thing and are strong with courage in their and in their convictions, things will change and keep fighting. It only appears that all the bad guys are winning because that's all too many people are talking about. In our society today, we hear a lot more about the negative than the positive. Why is that? Because the negative brings those who have more and more, and the positive things bring those who have less more. So in my opinion, we should be more positive to bring more to those who have less, and less negative so we can stop bringing more to the ones who already have far too much than they should. All right, I'll go on from that. Here's the last one. It says, those whose homes were damaged were just thankful to be alive, right? So there's been a lot of hurricanes lately, right? We've had fires, floods, you name it. And so it is something we can be thankful for, right? Yes, losing a home is really a tragedy, and it's hard to accept and to deal with. But it's far better to be alive, Judy. All right, I'm going to take a minute to do the contrast, right? So those are things to be thankful for, right? And so I hope through the list you found some things to write in your daily tabs of things I'm going to be thankful for today, right? Just three things a day that you're going to be thankful for. Don't forget. Now, the contrast is with sadness. And it says sadness, the condition or quality of being sad. It says a source of great sadness, right? So sadness, I do believe it is a source. It's something that kind of just flows out of you because of so much that's in you. I think sometimes so many tragic things can happen that you become so sad inside. But it doesn't have to stay there. Does it have to go in? It probably does because it's something you've experienced. And you just have to just keep the experience because you can't, that experience is not going to go away. But you can detach the sadness that's with it. Let me go on here. It says, a source of great sadness. It says, unhappiness, sorrow, dejection, depression, misery, despondency, despair, desolation, wretchedness, gloom, gloominess, dolefulness, melancholy, mournfulness, woe, heartache, grief. Our sadness cannot be measured. Interesting, right? So all of those things can actually be a part of it. Another thing I thought was really interesting when I went out to actually get these definitions, there was so much more on negativity than thoughtfulness. Even in dictionaries, it was like, what's going on here? We should have more in thoughtfulness, right, in positiveness. But no, it's just the opposite. So be aware to guard your soul. There might be just something going on to be able to try to fill it up with the wrong things. So make sure you keep three of those of thoughtfulness in your heart each day. All right, so the next one is from dictionary.com, and it says, affected by unhappiness or grief. Unhappiness. Why so unhappy? Because of the way the structure has been changed. The government companies, right, they're not doing what they should for their employees anymore. Why? Greed. Simple as that, greed. All right, the ones that are doing it, though, thank you. I don't want you to think, I think every corporation in America, every government agency is not doing the right thing. Some are. Usually it's the ones who aren't getting paid the most, so it's usually those getting paid the least. But we thank you a lot. All right, so unhappiness by grief, affected by unhappiness or grief, sorrowful or mournful, right? Sorrowful or mournful. Grief is really hard, I agree. To feel sad because a close friend has moved away, expressive of or characterized by sad looks, a sad song. You know, sometimes sad songs can move you to a good song. You know, you sing that sad song, you identify with those emotions, and they make you sad. But then pretty soon you get tired of singing that same old sad song. And what do? You get up and you sing a good song, right? Not necessarily a good song, just a happier one, okay? All right, and so the next one we have is also the Merriam-Webster.com dictionary, and it says, affected with or expressive of grief or unhappiness, downcast, right? Causing or associated with grief or unhappiness, depressing, sad news, right? So, you know, most of us, we keep getting all this depressing, sad news. Every day somebody is saying something is going on somewhere, right? Something to impact it. Sad news. You know, if the media covered good news half as well as they covered bad news, we'd be in a different place because our attitudes would change. And I think attitude is half of the problem. When you just see grief on top of grief on top of grief on top of grief, it just wears your soul down. That's why we have to clean out those cobwebs every single day. Otherwise, you know, those cobwebs will build up and build up and build up and build up, and before you know it, it'll be a house of cobwebs. And you know you don't want anything like that, okay? So I thought two words, downcast and downtrodden, I would add to that. I haven't seen that yet. But to me, that really is important to be able to think about. And if you're sad about something, remember, write it down. And when you get through, cross it out. Make sure you put something else in there that you do want. All right. This is from Wikipedia. I guess I kind of picked this up. Let's see what it has to say. Sadness is an emotional pain associated with or characterized by feelings of disadvantage, and too many people are disadvantaged today, by the way, our economy is set up. Loss, despair, grief, helplessness, right? If they can get you into a helpless mode, they can shut you up pretty good, right? So if you feel helpless and you feel like you can't do anything and all these things are going wrong, what happens? People shut down. Don't shut down. Don't shut down. Think of three things you're thankful for every day. Thankfulness. And lift yourself out of that rut. Lift. Lift. You can't lift yourself. Get some help. Get some help. Right? If you have something you want to share, you can do it to me at contact@estherscarwrighthelp.com or just do the hashtag Esther's Radio Show and we'll start a topic about what's going on. Not necessarily with you, but the topic, because you're not alone. None of us are alone with what we're going through. We want to feel like we are. No, this is only happening to me. Oh, not in this world it isn't. Now, if you were in another world, maybe so. But right now, it's not just you. Let me go on here. Sadness is an emotional pain associated with or characterized by feelings of disadvantage, loss, helplessness, disappointment, and sorrow. That's a lot to actually put in, right? What are you doing with all of those things? What do you do with all that garbage? What do? You have to acknowledge it. Acknowledge what's going on, right? Then cross them out and put what you want in place of them. Remember that. An individual experiencing sadness may become quiet or lethargic or withdraw themselves from others. Do you see those signs in people? Sadness may become quiet. An individual experiencing sadness may become quiet, lethargic, or withdraw themselves from others. We have to make sure we pay attention to those around us, because sometimes that happens and we don't know why and they're not sharing, or maybe they're not ready to share. But you need to say that when they are ready to share, you're ready to hear and you're ready to help if you can. That's really important. I like that one. I think that's great there. Macmillan Dictionary says, defines sadness as, what is sadness? It's calling it a noun. I don't think it's a noun. I believe it's action most of the time, meaning pronunciation, and more. Let's see what else I say. I guess not a lot there. Let's go ahead to the next one here. This is by CollinsDictionary.com, which I am not familiar with. It says, if you are sad, you feel unhappy, usually because something has happened that you do not like, want, expect. Who knows what that last part of it is. But that's true. If you're sad and you feel unhappy, it's usually because of something. Make sure you didn't get caught up, though, in somebody else's game or routine. A lot of times, insured harassers will try to set things in motion every single month so that by the end of that month, whatever game they're playing is being replayed and replayed. When it's successful, it's done over and over again to keep you in that same rut. Okay, so make sure that if those same things are going on or you're not getting your needs met, ask yourself why. What's going on? Is there something I can do? Can I change some behavior or some actions or find help? See if you can change just one thing. If every month you're seeing the same thing over and over again, right? All right, let's see here. UrbanDictionary.com says, the sadness I feel right now is sucking down my heart like a vacuum and making it, I don't know what it's saying there, so I didn't get the rest of that, but I like that part where it says, the sadness I feel right now is sucking my heart like a vacuum, right? Because it's like it's pulling the good things, the things that lift you up out. It's like you have one blow, boom, right? Another blow, boom, right? So it's like it's a cup, let's say it was the whole thing is full, and somebody sucks some of that water out, and more is sucked down, and more. But that's a good example of showing what happens to the soul. But you don't want to get to the bottom. So what you're going to do is think about three things every day that you're thankful for. That thankfulness really matters. Okay. Let's see. Thank goodness. Vocabulary.com says, someone who's blue, right now feeling blue, I don't know, feels sadness, like a little girl whose best friend has moved away. Blue. Yeah, you can feel blue about a lot of things, but then you have to say, I don't want to stay here. Feeling blue doesn't. What does feeling blue do for you? For a short time, it maybe sends you into reflecting what's really going on in your life, right? But later on, it doesn't serve any purpose, right? So you want to move forward and be sure to get out of that situation. It's just really important to do that, right? So if I had to look at thoughtfulness and I'd have to look at sadness, I personally believe I would definitely go ahead and have thankfulness replace sadness. What do you think? I think it's a great idea. It really makes a big difference on how you see life every single day. I'd rather go out knowing maybe something sad has happened, but being thankful of what I can do. So you got to just some things, if you can change something, do. If you can't change it, let it go. But do the things you can be thankful for and appreciate them. It will change your added point of references. It will help to get you centered. And if you can center yourself, you can do a lot of things. That's why it's your voice and your power. It's you. What resides in you, yourself, not someone else's self, yourself. That's what matters in this, in moving you forward. So please go ahead and drop me a note. Tell me what you thought of today's show. It's really important. It matters, right? Because things about you matter, right? That's really what it says. What you think matters is important. So guess what? Our show is over. I didn't even get to the article today. All right. I'll move it till tomorrow. It's already Friday. It seems like on every one of these topics, we could just spend more and more time with them. But as time goes on, we'll make sure that we get more than enough information on each one of them. I sure appreciate you being here today. Make sure you use the hashtag Esther's Radio Show to let me know what you think of today's topic. You can also do the RSS feed for Talking About You with Esther. You can go out to iTunes, Talking About You. You can also go out to Facebook, Twitter's Radio Show, Instagram, and Tumblr, right? All of those things you'll find me at, and I want to find you there. So subscribe. I need you. All right. Thank you for your time today. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we wrap up the topic of thankfulness replaces sadness. I'll see you tomorrow.